Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker, located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
As we head into a weekend, the first autumn weekend here in our nation's capital, we're broadcasting live, and Steve Balzac is our guest, and I promised I wouldn't do that, and I've already done it. It's Balzac is the correct pronunciation of your last name.
That's right, Bert, but that's okay.
Steve is with 7stepsahead.com, and he has a brand new book that he said he's getting his first look at right out of the crate today. It's McGraw-Hill's 36-hour course in organizational development. And we're going to talk organizational development today with Steve Balzac. Thanks for being a part of the Burke Allen Show.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
Now, the concept of 7 steps ahead, talk to me about that and if you actually do really think 7 steps ahead in your personal life and in your own business.
Oh, I certainly try to. The idea of the name came from playing chess. I used to be a serious chess player. And in working with businesses, I found that the secret to being successful was to think more moves ahead than the competition. And everyone's used to thinking 1 or 2 steps ahead these days. You have to get a little further out.
Steve is the author of the 36-hour course in organizational development. He is looking at his first copies of the book, but it is available for order now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and in bookstores, I would assume, very soon. Also available at 7stepsahead.com?
Yes.
Okay, very good. What was the impetus behind putting together this book, the 36-hour course in organizational development? Where did the idea come from first?
Well, basically what it came from was observing the same things over and over again with different companies that I've worked with. And the same patterns repeat in pretty much every industry and every company. And a lot of problems that happen in companies, a lot of mistakes that are made, a lot of really, frankly, lost opportunities and lost opportunities for revenue come because people make the same mistakes and believe that, oh, no, it's us. We're unique. It's our mistake. No, it's everybody's mistake. And just becoming aware of that makes it much, much easier to avoid.
And does the thinking 7 steps ahead play into that organizational development at all?
Yes, it does. The thing with organizations and with organizational development is to look at the organization as a system, as a set of interacting parts. So you can't just say, oh, we're going to look at motivating people. Because if you didn't hire correctly, you're not going to be able to motivate well. Oh, we have to focus on teams. Well, again, if you didn't hire and motivate, you won't get teams, and so on. So when you start thinking and looking into the future and saying, how will this work? How is my company going to shape up? What is the image? What is the strategy I have? Then you start being able to see how to construct your company today to get where you want to go next week.
Steve Balzac is our guest today. He's been called the business sensei, a guru in his field, and a man with surefire experience. He's the president of 7 Steps Ahead and is an author of a brand new book on organizational development that you can pick up on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and bookstores everywhere. Now, your background is interesting, and I'm curious as to how that may have influenced the writing of this book. You were the director of operations for one of these big Silicon Valley firms, the Delden Genetics. Is that right?
Silicon Genetics, yes. It was a bioinformatics company about 8-9 years ago was when I was there. And they've since been bought out and all, you know, the typical Silicon Valley lifespan of a company. But
what did you learn from that experience that led you to writing this book on organizational development? I mean, did you see things that were being done particularly well or things that were being done particularly poorly in that sort of high-pressure environment?
Well, a lot of both. And actually, even before Silicon Genetics, my career, I spent about 20 years in engineering and engineering management, mostly in Silicon Valley. And coming from a computer science background, an MIT computer science, I had already kind of learned to look at systems, to think of things as systems. And at some point along the line, I started applying this to the company and to the working with the people. And then when I moved into management, really started thinking of my team isn't just my team, it's part of this larger system. And I started applying that to helping people become more productive, and it worked. So I did, of course, more of it. And that really opened my eyes to how these different parts all fit together and how if you don't get one part right, then you can't get the other part right.
Steve, I read a fascinating study a couple of months ago in the Washington Post about the size of our government's defense industry and all the contractors and subcontractors and subcontractors of subcontractors. And I think it was Defense Secretary Gates who said that it really now is impossible for any one person within the United States government to be able to get a handle on exactly what's being done every day. Even the daily briefing books from all of these organizations are more than one person can get their arms around. Is there such a thing as too much that you really can't organize it and develop it, even with the aid of your new book?
Well, the bigger it is, certainly the more difficult and the more complex it can become. Part of the trick is to learn how to step back a little bit from it, to recognize what details matter and what details don't and when. And so the first thing to do with a hugely complex company, for example, the first thing you have to do is look at the broad flow. What's happening in this company? And you start looking at the broad flow of actions, of information, of how people are behaving. You can start to see where the bumps are. You can start to see where something isn't working right. And then you can start focusing down into that area. But if you try to take it all in at once right from the beginning, it's too much. You can't go full detail from day one. Just like software, just like sports, you have to be aware of the dynamic of the action, not just the details.
And at what point have you found in your research, and as you said, you've been doing this for a couple of decades now, that it just becomes too unwieldy for you to be involved in the minutiae? Is there a certain number of employees, a certain number of business transactions where you at some point just have to say, I've got to step away from this? And if so, have you been able to identify what that breaking point is?
Well, you know, it's not so much a size of organization. Here's the thing, and let me give you a sports analogy, because
okay.
I'm a martial artist, and I used to be a competitive fencer. If you focus on every little detail, even on a very simple technique, you quickly become overwhelmed. You have to start with the flow, and then you start to become aware of which details matter and which ones don't. And then you can put your focus where it counts. The whole thing about understanding organizational development and organizational behavior really is the art of understanding what details to focus on and which ones are just noise. And if you can focus, right, and then if you focus on what's important, once you start to understand what's important, and then within a specific organization, the specifics of that organization, then the complexity of the organization can become much, much greater because you know what to ignore. And just knowing what to ignore gives you the ability to concentrate on the things where it's going to really matter.
Our guest is Steve Balzac. Balzac, and the book is The 36-Hour Course in Organizational Development. It's brand new but available now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and in your local bookstore. You can also pick it up online at 7stepsahead.com. Back with more with Steve right after this on The Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show on the Vlog Talk Radio Network. Our number to call, 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. Steve Balzac is our guest today. He's the author of the brand new book from McGraw-Hill, The 36-Hour Course in Organizational Development. And you can find him online at 7stepsahead.com. Steve, I think you had a fascinating blog on your website about a challenge that we all run into, whether you're a business owner with one employee or 1,000 employees, and that's the challenge of the unmotivated worker. So give us some insights on how to motivate the unmotivated.
Well, the first thing is actually that there is no such thing as an unmotivated worker. There are many workers, though, who are motivated to do something other than what we'd really like them to be doing. And so that's the first and most important thing. Someone who is truly unmotivated, you shouldn't have in your company, because if nothing motivates them, nothing you do will motivate them. So when you recognize that somebody is motivated by something, now the key is to tap into that. How do we take what is inspiring them? What is their passion? And tap into that and get them excited. And the way of doing that, fundamentally, is to tie in the goals of the company to that passion, to show them how working for the goals of the company and becoming dedicated and motivated to work for the company will help them satisfy that personal goal, that personal motivation. Because when you bring those things together, that's what gets people going.
Is there a point in a relationship, an employer-employee relationship, where you just have to say, gosh, this was a bad hire and we need to make a move now? Or do you find in your business background that quite often you're able to shift those people into a better, more productive place?
The answer, well, okay. Yes, there are times when you simply have to say to somebody, you know what, this just isn't working out. And when that happens, and in fact I discuss this in my book, when that happens, send them off with a good severance and no hard feelings, because it's as like as not to have it was a bad fit. It may have been them, it may have been you. You may have, you know, not done a good job in the hiring process. What has happened, of course, is they've shown you that in fact there was a bug in your hiring process, because you got to that point. And it's going to happen. There is no such thing as a hiring and recruitment process that is so perfect that you'll never make a mistake, which is why it's so important to have that feedback and to have a way of adjusting and correcting. But what I find most of the time is that it is possible to work with people and understand what they're good at, what they love doing, and then find a way for them to get more of that into their job. And the more of that you can do, the more you create a loyal employee. Because the fact is, when someone's having trouble in a job, when they're not doing well, it's not great for the company, but they're not happy either. I've never met anybody who came to work wanting to do a bad job, although I've certainly met people who, after a sufficiently long period of time, no longer cared about doing a good job.
The book is The 36-Hour Course in Organizational Development. What is the official release date of the book, Steve?
Official release date is October 15th. But as I said, I'm pleased to see 3 weeks early.
This is a good thing. It's from McGraw-Hill. It's available at 7stepsahead.com, and you can pre-order at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and look for it in your local bookstores starting on the 15th of October. It sounds fascinating, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk about the new book with us. Good luck with it.
Well, thank you very much.
Steve Balzac. Balzac has been our guest today, and I promise to never do that again. The 36-Hour Course in Organizational Development is the name of the book. It's from McGraw-Hill. I'm Burke Allen. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.